Hello, 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 everybody. My name is Lily Tombe, and I want to welcome you to Remix Reality Podcast with your host, me. Guys, I'm so excited to finally get this started. I think anybody who knows me, knows that this is something that I've been wanting to do for the longest time. In fact, it's something that I've wanted to do since I was 13 years old, and I just turned 20, so I'm like, maybe it's about time that I do what I want to do and make 13-year-old Lily proud. But I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. No matter if you're getting ready for work, school, or just sitting in your room, I want to thank you guys so much. Your support actually means the world to me. I've honestly been pretty overwhelmed and excited with the amount of support I've been getting. I posted a TikTok yesterday, and beyond just my close friend story or my Finsta, that's the only places that I've really publicly talked about the fact that I'm launching this podcast. And I think even on those two avenues, I've received a great amount of support, and I'm really appreciative of everybody who has taken time out of their day to follow the Instagram account, to swipe up on their story and express their excitement and support. I cannot wait to see what we accomplish together. And I'm super excited for the future of this podcast. But yeah, that being said, this episode is mainly just going to be an introduction to Remixed Reality, what my purpose is, who I am. Just so you can get a little bit of an idea of what this podcast is going to be like. So I'm going to get into a little bit about the name. I think it's kind of interesting. So I'm going to break that down a little bit and then get into the podcast's purpose and why I am speaking and all of this stuff. But yeah, so Remix Reality, I know I said I wanted to start a podcast since I'm 13. And I think I would be lying if I said I don't have dozens and dozens of recorded podcast episodes about various topics that just have never seen the light of day. And when I wanted to start a podcast when I was really young, it was actually going to be called something else. But the idea of Remix Reality came up actually quite recently. It was about a year ago, and I was recording a podcast episode titled Dream Big Dreams, or Dream Crazy Dreams, something like that. And I basically, with that episode, my main purpose was just talking about how there are some things that all of us want to accomplish in life, but the people around us may say that we're crazy to think that that's possible. And there are so many things that I remember when I was little, I really wanted to do with my life. Kind of the path that we once wanted to go down, but for whatever reason, we're no longer on that path. Whether it's, reality kicked in, or you just changed your passion between then and now, or whatever the case is. But the whole idea was to get back to that state of being a little kid, and how you had so much faith in yourself and the people around you and the way that you could accomplish anything. I think we all truly believe that we could accomplish anything when we were little. And I wish we were able to still have that mindset. We hear that the most successful people are the people who genuinely were crazy enough to believe that they could accomplish the things that they did, and look at them now, they did it. And I remember when I was in seventh grade, because I talked about this in that podcast episode that we'll never see the light of day, but maybe I'll do another one similar to that. And I was talking about how when I was in seventh grade, I was at a meeting for a club that I was in, and our teacher had asked us to do that, or our advisor, it wasn't our teacher, had asked us, it was somebody's parent that would come in, had asked us to write down a crazy dream or something that we want to happen one day. And I don't know why I had this desire, but 13-year-old me wrote down that I wanted to own a house by 25, which is pretty crazy. Honestly, I live in San Diego, so it's not looking too good, but I genuinely thought that that was something that I can accomplish at 13 years old. And I remember writing that down. And obviously the purpose of us was for us to dream big dreams and do things that are crazy and things that may not seem as possible. But I remember in that moment, that lady had been oh, well, that's not happening. Let's be a little bit more realistic. Let's be a little bit more. And I think I'll always remember that. I don't know why, but I think that's a moment in time where I was told that I couldn't do something. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go buy a house within the next 5 years, but I am saying I truly believe that I could do it at 13. And so the whole idea with Remixed Reality Podcast is I think oftentimes we're told that what our current life looks like will reflect what our future looks like. Meaning that the cards that life handed to you, maybe they're rough, maybe they're great. I think we're often told, or society wants us to believe, that our life is going to be what it is right now. And I believe that we hold the tools and the power to change that and change our life for the better and create the reality that we want to live in. I think oftentimes if you look outside and you look at what's happening in the world, or you look at the economy or whatever the case is, you will be paralyzed with fear. But I think I want to get back to that childlike mindset that told me that I could do anything that I wanted to. And I know it's cheesy, but I truly believe it. And I wish we had a little bit more faith in ourselves and the people around us, and just like the belief that we can change what our current circumstances are. And I don't think it has to be anything crazy. It could be, but it could even be like the small things. Like, you have the power to change that terrible habit that you have. Like, you can wake up and choose to take those steps to live a better life and create a better tomorrow. But that whole thing starts now. And so this podcast is basically just me talking about the steps and the things that I've done, the things that I've walked through in the past, and how it's made me the person that I am today, and how I'm taking the things that I've learned and moving on and helping, using everything that I've been through to create the reality that I want, or using the things that I've been through to make sure that I don't repeat that and what I want my current life or my future life to look like. And so that is the heart of Remix Reality. And it's not always going to be super deep. I'm a pretty unserious person many times. And so obviously there are going to be times when we'll dive into things. But honestly, like, I can't wait to also just have like fun, like bring my friends on and talk about my favorite things, talk about things that are happening. Like, it's not just going to be serious 24/7, but I want this to be a community. I want this to be fun. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you want me to talk about. Obviously, I have things that have already been put on my heart and I will probably record episodes about, but I want to know what you guys want. And so obviously we have the Instagram account, the Remix Reality Podcast on Instagram, as well as my personal Instagram account. So shoot me a DM or whatever, get my attention somehow, email me, I don't know, and I want to know what you guys want. I know on Spotify we're able to like do polls and you guys are able to comment and stuff like that, so hopefully when I figure that out, you guys are able to do that as well. But yes, please, 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 if this sounds like something that you're interested in, I would love to have you be a part of the Remixed Reality Podcast, ma'am. Who knows, maybe one day one of you listeners will be on the podcast with me. I would love that. I would love, love, love that. And we already got some potentially exciting things in the works very, very soon. So you'll see come January. But anyways, I did want to touch on why I'm talking and why I decided to start this podcast. Obviously, I kind of talked a little bit about the purpose and stuff behind it. But I think more specifically for me is I remember growing up and wishing that I had somebody who would like listen to me, but also wishing that I had somebody that I could like learn from. Don't get me wrong, I have a million siblings and I also was surrounded by a bunch of mentors and stuff like that, but I oftentimes felt overlooked even within those spaces. And so I think for the longest time I was like a quiet kid in the beginning. I'm kind of crazy now, but I was a very quiet kid. I didn't really talk much, I would say. People said I was shy from a very young age. And a lot of that was rooted in like my like fear of not being heard or not being seen. And so I wanted to create a space for people to be heard and to be seen. I know I'm the one doing the talking, but I hope that maybe you can hear a little bit of yourself in the words that I'm saying. And so that is why I created this podcast. And I hope that this place can be like a home to you. And I hope you can just listen to it and tell your friends about it, tell your family about it. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds. And it's something that's been on my heart for years. And it was funny because I said that I was just scared for the past 7 years to start this, which is crazy, I know. And I feel like that's the complete opposite of the purpose of this podcast. Like, I was like, okay, well, like, you're telling people, like, you have the power to change your reality, and this is what I want to do. So get up and get to work, and that's what I've done. So I'm very excited. I know I said that a million times, but I'm smiling so big right now. I'm going to be so honest. I've had to record this specific episode about 3 times because weird stuff just kept happening. So I'm believing that this is will be the last time that I have to do this episode. But yeah, let's get started. Okay, now that you know a little about what this podcast is, we're going to talk about me, because I think you might want to know your host, okay? You might want to know me. You're like, why should I listen to Lily? That's a good question. Well, my friends say that I give really good advice. I feel like I have some wisdom in some areas, but I've also been through some things. So I'm only speaking on, I'm going to start off now and tell you I'm not a professional. In any single area that I'm talking about, I'm not a professional. So if you're looking for professional help, I'm not your person. So I'm not going to claim to be, you know, a therapist, because I'm not. I'm just going to be speaking from my experiences, and you can take everything that I say with a grain of salt. You can think that I have the stupidest opinions in the world. Is stupidest a word? I don't know. Okay, we're going to keep we're gonna keep going. You could think that I have the stupidest opinion. I don't care. Whatever. You cannot listen to. It's up to you, but I'm here and you can come along for the ride or you can not. I don't know. And if you think that you can give better advice, please, I want to hear. come talk to me because I need a therapist. All right. Anyways, so hello. My name is Lily Tombe. That is how you pronounce it. I've heard the craziest pronunciations of my first and my last name. You're probably like, how do you not know how to say Lily? Because it's spelled L-I-L-I. People have said Lili, Lily. No hate. I love you all. You're close. It's just Lily, like the flower. It's not short for Lillian, although people think it is. It is not. I'll probably give you a dirty look if you call me Lillian. I've been called many different nicknames. All of them are not really nicknames because they're a lot longer. Lily's only four letters. Guys, it's late. It's not late. It's 7:47 p.m. But Lily's only four letters. But all my nicknames have been like, my aunt used to call me Liliana. And I love that name. I think it's so beautiful. And I used to say that I'm going to change my name to Liliana. I don't know why I would do that. But it's really, really pretty. I've been called Lilithy. I was going to say that's my Finsta username. But hey, it is. You can go try and follow it. I don't know if you'll get accepted. Lilithy is the Finsta. What other nicknames have I been called? The Lilster. That one was for a brief second. Anything else? I think that's it. Lilithy, Liliana, Lilster, Lil T. That is what my sister calls me. So Lil T, that is also, one of my sisters calls me Lil T. But Tombe, yes, Tombe. That is how you say it. It's not Tomb. It's not, I don't know what else people have called me. Tombe, think French. If you're a dancer, you probably know. Tombe Padabure, that is how you say my last name. Lily Tombe. I am originally from San Diego, California, born and raised here. And I love SoCal. I've been here my whole life. I don't call it SoCal, so I don't know why I said that. But I grew up here. San Diego's really big. I think we moved a few times, but pretty much been in San Diego my entire life, and I love it here. It's beautiful. I wouldn't want it any, it's expensive, but it's gorgeous, and I love being like 12, 15 minutes away from the beach. It's the best thing ever. Do I go often? When I'm home, depends on my mood. I do want to go before I go back to Irvine, but yeah, I do go to school in Irvine, so I pretty much am living in Irvine full time. I'm just home for winter break, and it's honestly been pretty chill. I've left my house maybe like three times. That's honestly, I think for Thanksgiving break, I left my house maybe once. It's been pretty chill. But honestly, the difference between San Diego and Irvine, you can feel it. I don't know how to explain it. You can just feel it. You just know. I remember, like, my first year, I didn't really leave my dorm much. I did. I just didn't leave campus much. So I really didn't get, like, a taste of Orange County. But I've been leaving a little bit more now that I live, like, a little bit further. I still live on campus, but I don't live close. And so I've been leaving more. More of my friends brought their cars so we can go explore. And I've really realized, no, Orange County is really different from San Diego County. But anyways, that's a different story, a different day. We don't need to unpack that today. But I am a second year student, a second year college student, and I am majoring in political science, and I'm also studying and dabbling in a little bit of psychology. I took psychology in high school. I loved it. And then I was like, you're too dumb to do it in college. And I also don't want to do, I don't know, psychology. But then I realized maybe you're not that dumb. So I've been taking a few psychology classes and might minor in it or might double in it. So we will see what happens with psychology. But yeah. That is a little about me. I, for the longest time, wanted to be a history teacher. So I thought I was going to major in history and education. No, that didn't happen. I don't know why I wanted to be a history teacher, but I remember I would always like play school and have imaginary students for the longest time. I think I wrote in my like fifth grade yearbook that I was going to be a singer and a teacher in 20 years or whatever the case is. I will not be either of those things, but that was cute that that's what I wanted to do back then. And I knew that I wanted to do something like history related. I was between international studies and political science, as well as, what was my last one? History. Yeah, those three. And I ended up with political science, and I'm very happy with my choice. I am pre-law, so I really just wanted to get a major that would give me a pretty good understanding, would increase my reading and writing skills, my critical thinking skills and stuff like that. And so I chose poli-sci, as well as I just love to be informed of what's happening. I'm actually not studying American politics, funny enough. And so people are like, Lily, da-da-da-da. I'm like, guys, I can give you, I understand, but I cannot give you all the details. I'm also like, for whatever reason, the go-to person about anything like legal. Like if there's like major trials going on, my friends would be like, Lily, what about this? What about, I'm like, guys, I do not have my JD yet. I can give you an uneducated undergrad student answer, but you might as well ask ChatGPT because I could give you an answer. But I feel like, you know, for the majority of times, I do have a basic understanding of what's happening. But political science is great. I think we all have a duty, responsibility to be informed on what's happening in the world. But I think people have this like weird, I feel like anytime I tell somebody I'm a political science major, they're like, they like, you know, get a little worried. I'm like, guys, I promise I'm chill. I promise you. And then also it's those same people that want to turn around and be like, okay, I want to take a political science class. I feel like I have so many friends who are like engineering majors, CS, whatever the case is. And they're like, I feel like taking a political science class would be so fun. I'm like, yeah, you should. And my favorite part about political science classes is the non-political science majors that are in that class. Like, you guys just make the environment way better. So this is your sign to take a poli-sci class and you have permission from me. You're not too dumb for it. You might do a lot of reading. You might do a lot of writing, but hey, it'll be not you might, you will. You will do a lot of reading. You will do a lot of writing. My only advice is do not take political theory. That was the first poli-sci class I took when I went here, and I literally was going to change my major right after. So don't take political theory unless you want to cry and read John Locke and everybody else a million times every single day. I literally think I was reading like 60 pages a day. Now, did I actually do the reading? That is a question I'm not going to answer because I did spend a ridiculous amount of money on those textbooks. So I should have been reading every day. Did I? No. Anyways, studying political science. One of my favorite things about campus is I love being involved, whether it's academically or with just random clubs and stuff like that. It's something that I did a lot in high school. And it's a skill, or not skill, but it's something that I wanted to continue doing in college. And so I'm in a few clubs. Some of them are cultural. Some of them are just, you know, random academic clubs and stuff like that. And I think it's one of the greatest places to meet people. I think any encouragement I have is like, I think I've met some of the greatest people through randomly doing like a bunch of random activities. I'm not saying do everything because you will get overwhelmed, but try something new, whether you're like older and you want to join like a club soccer team, or you're in high school and you want to join ASB, or you're in college and you're like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm like, go explore, take new risks. I'm saying that while I literally stay in my house and don't leave the campus. But I want to explore further. I want to go out. I want to do stuff. I remember everybody's always like, oh my gosh, Orange County is so beautiful. And I'm sure it is. And like Irvine in particular is very, very pretty. And I'm sure it is. I usually don't leave my house, like I've said about 50 times. So if you're an OC and want to explore, please hit me up because we can go explore Orange County together. I feel like that would be very, very fun. Anyways, get involved on campus. It's the best. I've met my bestest friends through getting involved on campus. I've made the greatest memories, gotten incredible opportunities just by simply going somewhere and deciding to stay. And yeah, you might hate it. You might love it. You never know. It could be a win-win situation. But that's a little bit about my academics and stuff like that. And I'm going to talk about my family because that is very, very important to me. You could probably tell, but I'm the youngest. Actually, I don't know if you could tell. Somebody told me that I give only child energy, and I know that's an insult. So, but I feel like maybe only child and youngest give similar energy. I don't know. Either way, I got told I give only child energy, and I know that was an insult, but I'm just going to pretend like it wasn't. But yes, I have four older siblings. I have two older brothers and two older sisters, and obviously I have two parents, and we are a very tall family, very tall. We got those South Sudanese genes in us. So of course, all of us, I think, are over 5'9". I'm the tallest girl. And I'm 6 foot. I think the shortest person in my family is 5'9". My parents are both tall. My brothers are obviously tall. I think one of my brothers is like 6'6". I don't know how tall the other one is, but they're all taller. And yeah, because of that, we were a big sports family. Every single one of my siblings played soccer, I believe. All of us played basketball. One of my sisters briefly played volleyball. My brother played volleyball. Both of my brothers played football, and everybody played basketball, like I already said. But basketball, I think, was like the prominent sport in our family. It was soccer in the beginning, like all of us, not me, all of them played soccer. And that was really cool. But then in the end, it was mainly just basketball. And so that was really cool. I grew up going to games all the time. I feel like I've been to every single high school in San Diego because I was just going everywhere for soccer, for football, for basketball. all of the above. I was there. And ever since I was really, really little, that was just what I knew. The weekends were dedicated to basketball. The weekends were dedicated to soccer. I was on the go. My dad would pack our little cooler. I would have my little Dora blanket that I would bring with me everywhere. And we would just sit there and we'd be at tournaments for hours every weekend. And I think it's some of the best memories that I have. Like, I still have vivid memories from those days. And I think that's so cool. And I really, really love that. And it's been one of the greatest things. I think, especially, I remember going to my brother Martin's games all the time. All the time. And his high school basketball team was really good. So it was really, really fun. But I have so many memories from there. And it's just so cool. And I think, speaking of Martin, I did want to pause, and if you're listening, and I hope you are, but you're a very busy person, so I don't know if you are, I want to pause and thank you, because my brother Martin was the one who got me my podcasting equipment last year. So I want to say thank you for investing in my future and believing in me and my dreams and the things that I want to do. I think you're very inspirational to all of us, and I really, really appreciate you investing in my future. And yeah, I want to say thank you so much. And hopefully one day you'll be on the podcast. I already did ask you. I don't know if you remember. And you said yes. So maybe if you're in San Diego one day. He lives in Indiana. But if you come down to San Diego, maybe we'll record a podcast episode. But yeah. Thanks, MT. Mwah. Yes. So I love my siblings very, very much. Although me and my oldest brother are 10 years apart. So I think for a majority of my life, it was really just me and my sisters and one of my brothers. Because I think by the time I was like, I don't even know how old, I think like 8 years old, my brother was already in college. So I always remember, we have great memories. We have a bunch of random videos that we recorded on like old computers and laptops that we still have. And somebody needs to find those. Like, that's gold. I don't know if they're still around, but I also remember we'd make little music videos together. And those are just some of the best times. And yeah, my dad, I bother him more than anybody. I call him every day, sometimes multiple times a day. I know he's sick of me, but, you know, it's the best. He lives a little bit further away from me, so I love to bother him all the time. I love to track his location, see what he's doing. I really do, like, we're very similar, like, very, very similar. I think the older I get, I realize that we are, like, the same person in this, our personalities and everything. Like, he's just so funny, and I feel like we are literally, we're the same person. So love my dad very much. He's probably the only person listening right now, so hi Bobby, thank you for listening. You keep asking me when I'm gonna start this, and I finally did it, so you better be listening. I appreciate it very, very much. Maybe don't post it on Facebook, we'll see. And no, if my dad's name is not Bobby, people actually think they're like, you call your dad by his first name. No, I have respect. This nickname started before I was born, and so a lot of African people call their parents Baba, or their dad Baba, and I guess Bobby somehow came out of that, and so I'm all of a sudden just started calling my dad Bobby. So when you meet him, if you meet him, it's Mr. Tombe, Mr. Sereno, or Mr. Bobby, as some of my friends like to call him, and I think that is so funny. And so every time I'm talking to my dad on the phone or my friend's there, they're like, oh, tell Mr. Bobby I said hey. And he loves it. It's hilarious. Hey Bobby, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. And I definitely need to have him on the podcast specifically to talk about, my parents immigrated here from South Sudan, and it was over 30 it was almost 30 years ago, and it took a lot of sacrifice to get to where they are now. And I think their story in itself is very inspiring. So I think that's something that I definitely will want to talk about one day. It'll mainly be an interview style because obviously I was not alive 30 years ago at all. But yeah, I think Bobby has already said he would come on the podcast. Maybe he didn't, but he will. I'll make him come here. And I really, honestly, one of the greatest things I think is just hearing other people's stories. I think it makes us better people. Hearing how people overcame different things, I think, is one of the greatest things. And so I definitely want to create a space where multiple people can come and share their story and share different things that they've been through, give their advice. I think it's amazing. And I think a lot of people have immigrant parents, and their stories don't often get told. And I think that's something that's very, very important. I think a lot of us carry the weight of having immigrant parents in the sense that we want to do amazing for them. We want to be successful and all that stuff. But we don't get to sit and truly just admire their story. And I think their story can be a motivating factor for all of us. So I'll definitely have Bobby on here. But yeah, I have a lot of good memories with my siblings from growing up. I was definitely, you know, a little bit spoiled. I guess I can admit it now that I'm older. Like, I was the baby, obviously. I was spoiled. Maybe not anymore, but I was when I was little. That's a lie. I probably still am a little bit spoiled, but I loved every second of it. I would say it's the greatest. Being the youngest is the greatest. I don't know what to tell you. It sucks sometimes because they're personal servants often, but I think it has its perks as well. You know, the pros outweigh the cons at times, I would say. But yes, a little bit about me, a little bit more. My background is, I feel like I can't talk about this podcast without talking about my faith. I think it's something that as I've gotten older has looked a little bit different. But growing up, we grew up Catholic. Actually, all of my siblings went to Catholic school for at least some point in time. And I never did. You can ask my parents why. I don't know. Actually, I do know why. It's because we moved. But all my siblings went to private school for at least a portion of their education. My brothers pretty much went for the entirety of their education, graduated high school from private school. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they were in sports and stuff like that. But the girls graduated from public school. And so I would say, like, the Catholic faith was something that they really learned a lot through school. And it was something that was very common. We'd go to church like every Sunday. We had a church right by our house and that was just our normal routine. But because I didn't really have that like base foundation with like going to school in that environment, I was really behind in many ways. And so I like didn't have my first communion. I didn't have my confirmation. I didn't have any of that. And so I felt like a bad Catholic. And I know that's crazy because I was so young, but I didn't understand anything. And I think this idea of like religion and all these rules was very overwhelming to me. And so because of that, I never really got into it. I was also just really, really young and I had no attention span. I remember drawing on like the offering envelopes. Bad, I know, I'm sorry. But I was just bored and I didn't understand any of it. I was really confused and I just felt like there was no way I could catch up to everybody. And I was like, there's no way I can do all these steps to talk to God and all this stuff. And I was also just like, why would this big God like let all these things happen to me? And I was just a very bitter, bitter little girl. But eventually we stopped going just as my parents were going through things. And it was kind of just like our faith was up to us in a way. Obviously, my oldest brothers were in private school, and so I don't know what that looked like for them. But for us, it was kind of just like, I kind of just did what I wanted, right? Like, I didn't have the best experience with religion, so I was kind of just like, okay. But then when I got a little bit older, we were invited to a non-denominational church with my cousins. And at that time, we were all going through a lot. And I just remember, like, being so overwhelmed and so broken and, like, very confused. And I'll definitely go into depths with this, but for the first time ever, like what felt like the weight of religion kind of just broke. And that's what started, I would say, like my own personal relationship with God. Because I think one thing is like religion is oftentimes like we hear like these strict rules and these yada, 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 and you have to do this, you have to do that. And I think we often think like a lot of times there's contradictions and stuff like that. But I think the beauty and what I discovered is like finding what the relationship with God looks like for you and taking time out of your day to spend time with God or whatever the case is. It's like for once in my life, like I felt peace like no other. And it was when I finally laid down the weight of like trying to be perfect and all this stuff and really just came as who I was, you know? And I think that's one of the greatest things is like God like wants to love you the way that you are. And I think getting past the idea of what like religion has honestly like developed into in more recent years and staying just like, I think a lot of people have very negative connotations about faith, about Christianity, about all these different things. And so I think honestly, like kind of separating yourself from that, but truly taking time to yourself and thinking like, what do I want my relationship with God to look like? And that's kind of what I've done. I think I was involved in church a lot when I eventually left like the Catholic Church and I served on like every team, to be completely honest. And I really got involved and I found great community in that. And so that is one thing that kept me pushing is like, even through all of that, like that's been really great. But obviously I no longer go to that church. I'm no longer in that city. And I haven't found a home church yet. And maybe I will, but I've just been able to kind of take time to myself and spend time with God on my own and kind of see what that is. And I think your faith doesn't have to be attached to a building. I think it's great to have community. But I think if the churches were all to disappear tomorrow, would you still have a relationship with God? And what would that look like? And if your answer is no, then I would say maybe start with establishing what that looks like for you. I know not everybody that listens to this podcast is going to be Christian or whatever the case is, but I think this applies to a lot of different faiths. Like, I think oftentimes religion and perfection is what is talked about time and time again, but it's really just about your heart. And I think God knows your heart more than anything, so let him get to know you. And I think that's something that's very, very beautiful. And everybody's relationship with God or their higher power, whatever they believe in, is going to look different. And this is just what it is to me. But I think my faith has been a really big part of who I am. And I think it's helped me through some hard times. And so obviously I feel like I can't talk about this podcast and I can't talk about myself without talking about God and without talking about this. So yeah, that's just a little bit about my faith. Big part of me. But anyways, enough of that. Love you, God. But we're going to talk about a little bit more fun stuff, a little bit more light, you know. We're going to talk about my hobbies because I think you need to know who I am. You need to know what I do. You're like, would I be friends with you if I met you in person? I don't want to know that. I was like, if you're listening to this and you're not my friend, do I sound like somebody you'd want to be? Guys, why am I asking this? So let's continue. Anyways, what do I like to do with my life? I love all things music. I grew up in a music family. Every single one of us have some bone of creativity and stuff like that in us. So it looks different with everybody. But all of the girls sing and play instruments or one or the other or both. I sing. I love to sing. I've been singing since I was very little. Our old cousin who used to be our old babysitter, who's our cousin, used to talk about how we would put on concerts. Like every single time we'd see her, she'd be like, when you were little, like you used to put on concerts with your sisters and all this stuff. I don't have any memory of that, but apparently I did. And I'm sure I was the best. I'm sure, you know, I had sold out shows every single time I put on my concerts, but I won't know. I haven't talked to my cousin in a little bit about that. And she's like, we would put on these shows and it would be elaborate and we'd be singing and all this stuff. And we love karaoke. Like, I remember singing songs in the car on my way to school. Songs I definitely was too young to be singing and shouldn't have been singing. I was singing at the top of my lungs, but I was cute, so I got away with it. And, you know, I was just an adorable little kid. And so music was a big part of my life from a very young age. And then when I was in elementary school, I joined choir. Then when I was in middle school, I was in choir for a year and then I quit. And then I didn't really do anything like with school related with music for a while, but I did join my church's worship team at that time. And I did that from 7th grade up until I graduated high school and went off to college. And so that was a really big part of my life. Obviously, my music and my faith, I thought it was really cool to be able to use like my God-given gifts in order to glorify God. And so that was something that I really enjoyed doing at the time that I did it. And I got to be alongside different creative people and it was just a great experience. I think I grew so much as a person, as a vocalist. I think also just my ear for music, like, developed tremendously during that time. I got to serve as, like, a vocal director for a little bit. So I got to, like, assign parts and listen to all those different things and help people learn their parts. And that was really, really cool for me. And so I did that for a while until I left. And then now I haven't really been doing much with music, to be honest. I think going to college and you like live in a dorm, it's kind of awkward. But the good thing is my freshman year, we had like a center right by our housing that had like a bunch of rooms with pianos and a drum set. And I would just go in there for hours, like once a week and just at least once a week and just play piano and sing. And that's how I was able to get it out because I couldn't do it in my dorm without my whole hall hating me. So I was like, let me just do this. And I was able to do that. But now I live with 3 people in our little house and we have a piano. We have 2 actually, but it's still kind of awkward. I don't know why. It's just a little bit awkward for me. Maybe one day I'll get over it, but maybe we'll have a jam session. I realized that all of my roommates, like, we didn't plan this. I only knew that I was living with one of them. Like, all of them are musically inclined. Like, I've heard all of them singing around the house. And I'm like, you're good. Like, you're really good. I don't know why we haven't had a jam session. I don't know why we haven't started a band. Maybe it'll happen before the end of this year. Who knows? But I think it needs to happen. I think maybe our neighbors will hate us or we can invite them. So we'll see. Anyways, love music. But funny enough, actually, in the beginning of the year, my math teacher had posted like a songwriting event that was happening at school. And I was like, that's so random, but okay. And I looked at it and I had a jam-packed schedule, but lo and behold, the one day I don't have anything, I am able to go to this event. Actually, I did have something, but I skipped it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And so I went to the songwriting event and it was like five of us. So I was like, this is really awkward. I thought it was going to be like 10 of us, maybe more. There was like five of us. We were sitting in a circle and we had a little, basically a little therapy session. And then we started writing. And that, I think, was one of the coolest experiences I've ever done. I've never wrote songs in like a group setting like that with like a bunch of strangers. Like we've like bounced ideas off of each other with people that I knew, but never had it been with people who I've never met in my life. And it was a very interesting experience. I got to watch the different processes that people take when they write, and I think it's so sick. And we finished a song, and I don't know where that song is. I think I took a picture of the lyrics, but I don't know if somebody recorded it. I don't know if we figured out the chord progression. I don't know what happened, but we finished the lyrics of the song, and that was one of the coolest things that I've ever done. And if I literally, honestly, I think I'm so glad that I was paying attention to math that day, because I got that experience. And it's, I want to do more spontaneous and cool things like that. I think that is so sick. But on the topic of writing, writing is one of my favorite things ever. It's looked different over time. At times it was just me journaling. I started writing a little bit of poetry, but it really started, I would say, with like just my journaling. I had a very hard time like talking to people and like expressing my feelings. So I would just write. And it became something that I loved. And when I was in elementary school, I had this realization yesterday. When I was in elementary school, this kid started a newspaper publication for our elementary school. And I would write the DIY and recipe section, I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't know why those are the two areas that are sticking in my brain. I think me and a girl would go back and forth between who got to write that section. And it was published every Friday. We would pass it out. It was printed. And I literally had to look that kid up. I was like, what is he doing now? Like, I know he's doing big things now. And he goes to UMich. And I still follow him on Instagram. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if he remembers that he started a newspaper publication when we were literally like 10 years old. Like, that is so crazy. Anyways. And so that started my little journalism journey. And then when I went to high school, I did journalism for a year. And then it didn't fit in my schedule anymore, so I had to quit. But I loved it. I actually thought about majoring in journalism, but maybe in another life. And then at the same time, that's when like schools closed. That's when COVID happened. And my friend started a newspaper publication as well. I know, I'm just friends with creative people. I don't know. And then I wrote for her for a while, and that was really cool because I got to step out of my comfort zone and write more like social justice and political based stuff. And so all that's still up, I'm pretty sure. If you go to my tagged, they're all there. I don't know if they're any good because that was years ago, and maybe I'll live read them one day on the podcast and like reflect on my own writing and see how I've done and how I've grown. That was really the first time that I realized not only did I love writing, but it was something that like I was kind of good at. Like I had people, outsiders who I've never met in my life, like commenting on my writing and being encouraged by what I had to say. And that was so weird because I was so young. And I think that really like kind of kickstarted like my passion for writing. And good thing I'm in a major that makes me write so much. But it's been really, really cool. I think more recently, I've mainly just been like journaling, and that's been my way to kind of declutter my mind. I think it's honestly one of the greatest things. But one thing that really I think I'll also probably remember forever is my high school dance teacher was talking to us, and she said that when she was younger, her mom would always journal, and she just kept a bunch of journals and would constantly journal. And unfortunately, her mom passed away, but she got to get all of her mom's journals. And so I know to some people that might be like scary, like I don't want my kid reading my journal. But I think if you think about it, like that is, I think, one of the sweetest things. Like God forbid, like you are no longer with your child and they like want a piece of you or want to know like what would my mom want me to do, or what would my mom have to say about this, and they can like go and like, or my son or my father, what am I talking about? What would my father think of this? Like just having that down and being like, this is what I would have done, or this is what I was going through at this age and all that stuff. I think that's super cool to be able to pass a piece of yourself down to your kids in that way. And so she was like, keep journaling. And I was like, yeah, I will. And so I did keep journaling for a while. And that was kind of just one of the main ways that I express myself, and I still do. I want to do it more. I just love it. And I love poetry and reading it and all that stuff. I, like I said, recently turned 20, and for my birthday, I got like so many poetry books. Like, so many people have just gotten me poetry books recently, and it just makes me so happy. I love it when people like just like see you and know you. Like, also on that birthday, like, I got stuff that I maybe mentioned like once earlier in the year, and my friends like got me, and I'm like, it's obviously, the gift is great, but I think it's the fact that I was seen and I was heard and I was loved. I was like, ah, I just love my friends. Anyway, lastly, one of my favorite things, I love being outside. I love the outdoors. I love just sitting in the park and watching the sunset. I know it's corny, but I just love it. It makes me smile so big. I got like made fun of severely last year for that. I think I had mentioned like, actually, no, I was like walking up the stairs of the parking structure, and like one of my friends had seen me, one of my acquaintances had seen me, and she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, like, I'm going to watch the sunset. And she's like, what? And that was just every time she would see me, she'd be like, are you going to watch the sunset today? Are you going to watch the sunset today? I was like, guys, if you can't appreciate the beauty that is outdoors, do not come for me. I don't want to hear it. If you look at my phone, it's all pictures of the sky, or it's like the sunset, the sky, the moon. Like, that's what 95% of my phone is. And that's probably why I have 0 gigabytes of storage left. But it also could be because I have an iPhone 11 with 64 gigabytes. So that could be why I don't have any. So I should probably delete some. But then I have the fear, like, what if the sunset is never as beautiful as it was today? And I'm like, Lily, of course it will be. And then I'm like, maybe it's not. So I have like a million sunset pictures in my phone, and it might be a problem to some people. I'm okay with it, you know? I used it for my ePortfolio the past 2 times. I just picked a sunset photo or a picture of a sky that I had, and I posted it on the front of my ePortfolio, and it looks great. And my teachers eat it up. So anyways, I love outdoors. I'm pretty sure OC has a bunch of, like, good hiking trails and stuff like that. I definitely want to start going. I have these boots that I've had in my cart for the longest time that I need. They're hiking boots. And, yeah, I want to explore. I just want to, you know, be one with, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I definitely sound really crazy right now. But I remember last year, my friend and I were just really going through it. And we just went and sat. My college is really pretty. And we have this like gorgeous, gorgeous park with like a million trees. I think it's like 70,000 trees. Anyways, that's a random fact. But I was playing bingo one day, and I don't know why that was a question. And we would just go and sit, and we just sat there laying in the grass and just talked for like an hour, and it was very healing. So anytime I'm being crazy, my friend will look at me and be like, you need to go to the park and like reconnect with nature. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, I'll put the phone down. I will go. So it honestly brings me so much peace. I love getting a book and sitting in the park and reading and being nosy. It's one of my favorite things. I also think, though, it's really awkward because people are like hiking up the hills to get to, if you know what Aldridge Park is, you know what I'm talking about. Like, some of the hills can be a little bit like steep and you might get a little out of breath. So I'm sitting on the bench, like enjoying my life, and people are like about to go to chem, like crying, like huffing and puffing. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We are living different lives. You chose that life. I'm sorry. I have so much respect and admiration for you, but you chose that. I will sit here and read my book. You can go. I don't know what they do. I'm acting like I haven't taken a chem class in my life. I have. I just never want to do it again. Anyways, so I love to be outside. So if you want to be outside with me, let's be outside together. Hit me up. We could go hike. We can go sit in Aldridge Park and paint. I don't know. I can't paint for the life of me. I know I said I have a creative family. That specific part of creativity didn't get passed down to me. I think everybody else in my family can probably draw. I can't. So I'm just going to stick to what I can do. And drawing is not one of them. But, you know, we can like, I don't know. I was going to say make friendship bracelets. I don't want to do that either. Maybe write a song. I'm kidding. We're not doing that in public. But speaking of writing songs, I have been dreaming of this red electric guitar. Okay, guys, I've been dreaming of it. I can see it. I have a picture of what it looks like in my head right now. And I want it and I have to have it. But I need to be financially responsible. So I'm not going to get it quite yet. But by the end of 2025, I will have my red electric guitar. I do want to get an acoustic guitar first. I know I should probably do that. But I want this red electric guitar and I could just picture it in my room. And it just makes me smile. I want it. And I want it now, but I can't do that. So maybe one day I'll come on the podcast and I'll be like, guys, I got my mic or my mic. I got my electric guitar and you guys will be all happy for me. So anyways, this has been a long episode. I think you guys got a good idea of me. Maybe you're sick of me by now, probably, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. We'll learn to like each other. But thank you guys so much. I think that's all for episode one. I'm about to film or record a 2024 recap video or what I would tell my 2024 self in a couple days. And I'll probably tell some stories and that one will be interesting for sure. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this pretty long podcast episode today. I appreciate all of your support. And if you had a blast listening to this, give this a thumbs up or 5 stars. I don't know what you can do. And I hope to see you guys in the next episode. It's been an honor being on Remix Reality Podcast. And I'm actually like, I'm not the host. But it is an honor to have you guys listen to me. It's been great. And I hope you guys tune into the next episode of Remix Reality Podcast with Lily Tome. Like I said, follow the Instagram, DM me your favorite part, DM me a funny story, tell me a joke, if you want to go hiking, if you want to explore Orange County, if you want to visit San Diego, I don't know. Let's make it happen. Anyways, thank you so much. This has been Remix Reality Podcast. I'm your host, Lily Tome. Until next time, bye-bye.